This year's 89.1 WEMU, and we're now officially a week away from the August 4th primary elections. I'm David Fair, and as you know, there's a long list of candidate races to be decided, two countywide ballot issues, and a number of local community tax and bond questions that will be decided as well. This will mark the first local election since the voter-approved measure last November that allows for no-reason absentee voting. It also comes amid a public health crisis with the coronavirus pandemic. On the other end of the phone line today is Ed Golombieski. Ed is the director of Washtenaw County Elections, and thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome.
How has the combination of COVID-19 and no-reason absentee balloting changed your professional life this time around?
Well, I can tell you that the voters are absolutely taking advantage of their ability to request an absent voter ballot for the upcoming August 4th state primary. We have now doubled the previous record number of absentee ballots issued in Washtenaw County.
So what are we up to at this point with a week left?
We are up to 95,696 absent voter ballots issued by Washtenaw County city and township clerks. The previous high water mark was just around 47,000 during the November 2018 general election. So, the obvious implications here are that that voters, well, clearly would prefer to vote in the comfort and safety of their own home, and are absolutely taking advantage of their constitutional right to do so without having to state any reason to get their absent voter ballot.
You made a distinction because you have received double the amount of absentee voter applications. How many are starting to come back? Are we going to see a record amount of returns as well?
Well, that's a very good question. At this point, we've received back about one-third of absentee ballots that have been issued. And with a week to go, that means that there are a significant number of absent voter ballots that need to be returned by voters. So I want to make sure that I urge those that have their ballot in hand, have voted it, but have not yet returned it, to make sure that they return it to the address on the return envelope as soon as they possibly can. Absent voter ballots must be returned by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted.
When is your office allowed to start counting those absentee ballots?
Well, absentee ballots themselves are tabulated by city and, or at least under the authority of city and township clerks. So they will be appointing election inspectors. Every city and township election commission appoints a group of election inspectors to tabulate absent voter ballots. They either do that at the voting precinct or in a separate absentee voter count board.
But it's done on election day, right? You can't get a head start.
That's correct. We can't get a head start. Long story short, we can't get a head start. Absentee ballots cannot be tabulated until election day. The earliest that work can begin is at 7 a.m. on election day.
What are the arguments against allowing clerks to begin counting earlier?
Well, I don't want to speak, I guess, for for arguments against it. I can say that there are certainly concerns with the ability for challengers to have access to observe the tabulation of absentee ballots ahead of time, but there's also logistic concerns to have in mind. Also, it's difficult to arrange for teams of election inspectors to begin their work early when clerk's offices are still very much in the middle of issuing absentee ballots. However, the writing is on the wall here, and we want to make sure that the public understands that given the high volume of absentee ballots that have been issued and that will be submitted during the upcoming elections this year, it's going to take some additional time to process and actually tabulate all of those ballots.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the Director of Elections in Washtenaw County, Ed Golombieski. Now, in any year, it can be difficult to find enough poll workers, get them trained, and have things run smoothly on Election Day. And as you've been talking about, now there is all sorts of additional work to be done with absentee ballots. COVID-19 is there as well. Are clerks in all of the polling places sufficiently staffed for Election Day?
For August 4th, at this point, the technical deadline to appoint election inspectors has expired. Now, there are still needs in Washtenaw County that have not yet been addressed. So anyone interested in becoming a poll worker, I encourage you to go to washtenaw.org/poll worker and declare your interest by submitting a short form we will connect you with a city or township clerk that would be, you know, in need of your assistance. Absolutely, we will need help during the November election upcoming, and we will need as many you know, qualified folks as we can possibly find. You can serve at the polls as young as at the age of 16. 16 and 17-year-olds can serve as election inspectors or poll workers. And we are absolutely in need of recruiting additional help to allow for some of the folks that have typically served as poll workers in years past to sit this election season out if they believe they need to do that.
Yeah, well, a lot of them happen to be elderly, retired, and they are at high risk for COVID-19, and so that is obviously of concern. What safety protocols have been put into place at all of those 150 polling locations throughout the county?
Well, the state, the county, and cities and townships have all procured and provided personal protective equipment to outfit their poll workers with, including face masks and gloves and face shields, the transparent sneeze guard barriers that you know see at a lot of grocery store counters and things like that now, and hand sanitizer in large quantity, as well as sanitizing liquid and sprays and wipes to be able to regularly and routinely sanitize every surface in the polling location.
Will that have to be done after every person votes before the next person steps up to the booth?
Yes, it will. And the health and safety protocol that we have been providing with our poll workers in their training requires them to clean and sanitize in between every voter. And I will point out that every polling location in Washtenaw County will be open, as it normally is, in the event voters want to vote in person rather than by absentee ballot for this election.
The Whitmer administration has said for the voting public, masks will not be required, only encouraged. Do you have any fears that may keep some people away?
We certainly would advise anyone that feels uncomfortable or unsafe going to their polling location to obtain an absent voter ballot. That way that it removes all possibility that could be, a transmission of the virus at a polling location. Vote by absentee ballot. It is safe, it is secure, and it is convenient. At the polling locations themselves, again, poll workers will be taking adequate preparations to make sure they are wearing masks and face shields whenever possible. But as you pointed out, the governor's executive order strongly encourages voters that vote in person to wear a face covering, but it does not expressly require it.
Will there be any security or police presence at the polls to help maintain social distancing?
The police will not be stationed at polling locations. Of course, law enforcement understands that Election Day is going to be occurring. We are in regular contact with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, and in fact, I just got off a call with those folks earlier this morning to discuss their ready, and availability on Election Day to respond if there is a problem. However, as a matter of course, as normally happens, polling locations will not be staffed with police. They will be available if there's a reason for them to come.
Once again, we're talking with Ed Golombieski on 89.1 WEMU. Ed is Director of Elections in Washtenaw County. We're now just a week away from the August 4th primary elections. Based on what you've seen to this point, do you anticipate higher than usual turnout in total?
I think we can expect a bit higher turnout. Now, the question remains how many absentee ballots that have been issued will be returned by voters. And that will, of course, impact turnout. But I think that we can expect to see if these numbers hold, and if the absentee ballots that have been issued to date are returned at the typical rate that we normally see them returned at, which is around 92% or so, that turnout, yes, will be higher for this election than it would have been or that we have seen in prior, even year primaries.
So once again, you have pointed out that we're going to have an influx of absentee ballots in record numbers. When do you expect all of those results will become available, knowing that it's going to be a little slower process than we've become accustomed?
I expect that we're going to see our first precincts report in shortly after 8 o'clock on election night. However, in those locations of the county where there is the highest volume of absentee ballots that have been issued and that will be tabulated, I do expect it to take some time for those ballots to be tabulated and the results to be reported. We do expect to see most of the county's election results reported probably in the wee hours of Wednesday morning.
And that meaning sometime between 2 and 4 a.m. in that range?
I hesitate to,
of course
to offer
you
a guess because of the possibility of, you know, I don't want to will anything into the atmosphere, but yes, I think that that's a reasonable expectation.
What are you watching and looking for through the primary election process to better guide you through the November general election, where some believe we will see record turnout?
Well, certainly it is evident that every city and township in Washtenaw County that has more than one precinct will need to be using an absent voter count board to be able to process the high volume that they're going to see. And additionally, the city and township clerks here in Washtenaw County will need to acquire additional equipment in some cases to be able to adequately process this volume. On top of that, the expectation that results be available, you know, very, very early on election day or election evening, I think we need to continue to remind folks that this volume will take significant time to process, and it is entirely likely that election results will be arriving later than folks have seen in years past.
Ed, thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again next week as elections hit.
Well, you're very welcome, David. Thank you again for having me on.
That is Ed Golombieski. He is director of Washtenaw County Elections. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.